Grant, you must have to pinch yourself after this afternoon. That must seem like a dream.
Yeah, it was a dream come true, to be honest, yeah.
You could have never imagined your debut for any club being like that will happen to you. It's crazy.
Nah, for sure, that's something you dream about happening. First touch, first goal, can't complain, yeah.
All good goals, all different finishes?
Yeah, all different. Something you work on in training, like more scruffy finishes, the last one. But yeah, it was good to get three.
Can you try to put into words what happened to you in those 38 minutes this afternoon?
I'm not really sure, really. I just played my game and luckily the ball fell to me a few times. I got a few shots off.
Fans are going to expect it now. You've set the bar very high.
Yeah, I know. I was saying earlier I should have just started with one and then got myself into it. But yeah, nah. Just see what happens throughout the season. Hopefully I can get a few more.
Do you remember your last hat-trick at any level? Was under 8s, under 9s? When was it?
Training. That's about it. Not much as well. Yeah.
Did you ask about the penalty? We saw you go to have a little word with Daryl, but I guess understandable that one of those boys was going to take it, but you maybe asked the question.
Nah, I just said well done to him, really. I just thought, I know the striker, he's going to want to take it. He said to me after, another day would he give it to me, but we did need the goal. I got a goal anyway, so everything's cool.
You're not going to let the ball out of your hands, are you?
Nah, not this one, yeah.
Any idea where that one might go?
Probably end up going to my mum. She likes all this, so... Yeah, probably.
Were the family here? Who was in the stands watching that one this afternoon?
Yeah, I had quite a few family. Mum, dad, dad's girlfriend, my girlfriend. So yeah, there was quite a few.
And then amongst everything else, doing all the press, because everybody wants to speak to you. Have you had a chance to check your phone? Have you had a few texts from some of the boys at Tottenham, some of the lads at Rotherham, that kind of thing?
My phone's ringing at the minute. It's been ringing for a while now, but I haven't actually had a look at it yet, so I have to have a look after.
It's a pretty cool celebration you've got there. It's a bit Thierry Henry, a bit laid back, like this is I'm gonna do this every week, boys. Something you need to work on?
No, I didn't have any more celebrations left, to be honest. I didn't anticipate for that many goals. I'm normally a knee slide and that's it.
An incredible afternoon though for you and your family, wasn't it, just to sum this one up?
Yeah, great for me, family, the team and the fans as well. It's just a great afternoon for everyone.
Fantastic to get off to a winning start, wasn't it? Nobody's going to panic with 45 games still to go, but as a professional, you know you want to get that 3 points as soon as possible.
Yeah, for sure. It's always good to get your first win and your first goal on a personal level, and that should help you through the season.
Think you've done enough to start in a week's time at Brentford?
I don't know. We'll have to see what the gaffer thinks, see if I'm ready.
And the ankle's okay? You were down for quite a while on the halfway line.
Yeah, a bit sore, a bit of ice, that'll be fine, yeah.
How do you think you'll celebrate tonight?
Nah, just going to chill. Legs are a bit stiff, so I'll just chill. Maybe go out to something to eat with the family.